Inception, which was about 2005, I believe, or right around that time.
Mm-hmm. I'm Barbara Seal, soon to be retired. You can't tell I'm looking forward to it. And I work for Gwinnett County, keeping them in compliance with MS4 stormwater permits. I used to be the regulator from the state. Been in Avondale Estates since 2009, I think. And I don't remember when I joined the board, whenever they finally decided that there was an opening for me.
It's been fun. So hi, Kristen. I'm Camilla Warren. I work at the EPA in Atlanta. That's the Environmental Protection Agency. And my background is forestry and environmental engineering. So I've been on the board for quite a while, right after Steve, I think. I was pulled on to substitute for somebody who left town. Lori Hawks, right?
Who would do that?
Lori Hawks. Only Lori.
Right.
Yeah, she set it up and then walked away. I love her. And we're glad to have you. Welcome. Take it away, Chris.
All right, so I unmute. Hi, Kristen. I'm Chris MacArthur, and I also work at EPA. I'm in the water programs. I do water quality monitoring of surface waters, lakes, rivers, streams, estuaries. And I've been a resident since 98. And I don't remember when I joined the lake board. It was a while ago.
You've always been with us, Chris.
That's right. always will be.
Lori recruited me. I was on the tree board before that.
Yeah. Okay.
I moved up.
Even better.
So, Kristen, you want to tell them a little bit about your background?
Yeah, sure. So my name is Kristen Moretz. I'm new to Avondale still. I got here late April, still trying to get a hold on the position. It was a completely new position, so there wasn't a lot to go off of. So, you know, that can make things a little slow starting off, but it's been great so far. I went to school at UT, same as Gina. Go Vols. My background is in soil science and wetland delineation. I worked for an environmental consulting firm doing MS4 compliance and MPDES inspections, as well as safety inspections. So writing SWIPs, that kind of thing is my background. So, and then I ended up here at Avondale after 8 years doing that.
So, Kristen, what is your title? What's your position?
Capital Projects Director.
Okay.
Awesome. Okay. Okay, with that, are you guys ready to move into the agenda?
Think so.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, let's talk about Northwoods update. Let's see, do we still have Gina with us, or did she leave us?
I'm here.
She's here.
Okay. Are we done with Carolyn Rader? She was our project manager on that for a while.
Yeah. So now that Kristen's on board, we don't really have a need for like an outside project manager.
Good.
So yeah, she's out of the loop now for good.
Okay. So Kristen, just tell us what's up. I haven't been by in the last few days, but I've seen a lot of red clay. Okay.
Yes. Well, you should go by again because it looks a lot better.
Oh, good.
Yes. We had quite a few bumps in the road with the project, one of which was due to the original survey that the engineers had for the project. The curb went from 6 inches to 2 to 3-ish, and they did not have that on the survey at all, which means it was not factored into the design. So that really nice rill right on the downturn of that project, that was pretty much the main cause for it. We have some wattles there now to just continue to have the water continue down the street instead of going on to the, like going up on the lip of the curb until we get that curb raised. So that is something that we're, that is on the agenda to do to reconcile that issue. Other than that though, I mean, we have, so there were a couple of other design things that we had to change. There was an issue with how close the trail was to the wood line right above where the head wall is that goes into Cobbs Creek. So we had that moved closer to the roadway in order to allow for that slope not to be so dramatic, I guess. And so now, I mean, we have the, you can't see it. If you walked past it during maybe a 4-day period, you would have been able to see they installed a retaining wall underground. So they have the gabion wall put up. It's installed. It's been inspected by the engineers. We're good to go. Right now, because there is a phase two of the project, and there has been so many issues, we're leaving the silt fence up, just one of the rows of silt fence. But it has been seeded and strawed. Everything is graded out in terms of what's there for phase one. And then tomorrow we're going to put some hydro seed down as well. So it looks, you should go back and check it out. It looks a lot better.
Yeah, I'll go tomorrow. No problem. Yeah. Looking forward to it. Yeah.
So let me just ask. So you're saying that phase one is really just making the three biodetentions and seeding them?
No. Phase one is literally just the walking trail.
Oh, okay.
We happen to go ahead and put the gabion wall in while, you know, just because it made sense to have some kind of infiltration through there, and you know, we were already grading the area, so it wouldn't have mattered which phase it went in, so we went ahead to put some small stormwater items in there. But there were two different grants associated with this project, the LWCF and the 319. If you got information from Carolyn, she was, the 319 was kind of her baby, but there was another grant in place as well. And so that LWCF grant is specifically for the walking trail and nothing else. It had a much shorter time frame on it as well, which is why, you know, in order to not lose that funding, we went ahead and did the walking trail. It's ADA accessible, connects the two from the lake to the other sidewalk on Berkeley. And hopefully, and so that does mean when we get to phase two of the project, unfortunately, there'll be a small area of that trail they'll have to use as a construction entrance, and we'll have to redo it. That was known when the during the project's inception. So it was just kind of in order to get the funding we needed.
Good.
And so when do you suspect that phase two would start up?
Phase two won't be for a while. We still do not have, when I stepped into the project, they had not found a contractor for it yet, which means we have to go through the bidding process and all of that to even begin phase two. So we'll have to get a grant extension and all of that.
Okay. So no, there is no date yet.
Oh, no. I would suggest not until, I would say not until the first quarter of next year, realistically.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But in the meantime, it'll be a nice functioning, accessible walking trail. So we'll at least have that.
Okay. Any other questions? No.
Well, not, you know, I just on
yes, Leslie.
Sorry, it's Leslie. So, Christine, has there been? And I should have seen it if it was there, but I may have missed it. Has there been communication to the community about this? I've had a lot of questions about the construction and stuff. I mean, has there been communication about we're going to have the walking trail done, and there's a phase two coming later, and.
So I haven't talked a ton about phase two as far as like any large communication other than if you went to the open house. Both of the open houses, the one back in May and then the one that happened in August, both of those had information about phase two. But as far as what's been put in the new newsletter and the e-news, it has, and then also the BOMC meetings, actually, the city manager gives updates that I give to him directly about Northwoods. So through the e-news, the newsletter, and the BOMC meetings, I've been giving kind of general updates. Okay. But I haven't been giving the detail that I just gave you guys here. I don't think most residents want to hear all this. Little details.
Okay.
But yeah, so I mean, definitely quite a few, at least general blurb updates have gone out in written form as well as in the open houses.
Okay.
So Kristen, I can't remember, was there a component that had a trail in the woods?
Yes, there is. I don't think we're going to go through with it. It doesn't make sense. This was designed before I was even at right. Avondale. So I'm coming into it a little bit late. I can't quite understand why it's there. As far as the 319 grant goes, as far as LWCF, I mean, I don't know why they put it in. It doesn't seem like it would be very attractive. And it's,
well, I mean, the impetus behind it was, once you go on that trail, you're stuck on that side until you get to the bridge. So at that very top, if you set off another trail to the left, you're going into the woods, then you can access directly into the woods to the scout hut, but you won't have another opportunity to do that until you get down to the bridge. So they would mm-hmm. just take, you know, whether it was necessary, I mean, that's anybody's call, yeah. But I know it had some tricks and grading and some trees would be impacted, but the whole reason for it was that's the only spot, or that's the key spot if you want to go into the woods, to go into the woods only at that top corner.
Gotcha. I mean, based on where we are with the budget and based on the amount of trees we've already had to remove, I can say we are leaning towards not doing that phase. That kind of, it's not even a phase, it's kind of just a design element. We're not really leaning towards doing that right now.
Okay, so that wasn't a requirement of the grant?
No.
Okay, all right.
No, the requirement of the grant was to connect the two existing walking trails, because, you know, up to this point, that sidewalk on Berkeley, I mean, it just ended. There wasn't even a way to get on the road to get to the lake. So kind of making that entire area ADA accessible is all that the grant was asking for.
Okay, great. So just, I'll save this for later, but I'm glad you're here as capital projects manager. And we were talking with Paul, who had been there earlier. So I'm just wondering if Paul passed on any previous information to you about previous conversations we've had with him before we go into lake path repairs, because that's kind of a capital project we've discussed before.
Absolutely. Of no offense to Paul or anything like that, but I was definitely not left with much.
Okay, good to know.
Yeah. Was there a transition period, or did he leave and you showed up?
Okay. It was months after. Yeah.
I see. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So any more on the Northwoods project update?
Thank you.
Okay. Is there anything you need from us, Kristen, to help you follow up with this?
No, I don't think so. You know, if just make sure that you're getting the e-news. I don't update every week, or also the paper newsletter. I usually try and get at least one or two blurbs in there about the active capital projects. But also, if you have more direct questions, you know, you're always welcome to call or email me as well. I don't want you to feel like sometimes you guys have backgrounds that are more water, more environmentally based, but I don't write stuff for people with those backgrounds. So, you know, if you feel like you want more detail, just reach out. I'm happy to give whatever update you need.
Okay. I'm just asking because we are an advisory board, so we can always advise if you if you need anything.
Gotcha.
And can I make a, Can I make a suggestion here? This is Gina. Sorry, y'all.
No.
If you guys have advice or advisory advice or whatever, I think it's only going to be heard and taken under consideration if it's presented to the BOMC in written form, like a memo.
Okay.
So, you know, if you have, I know you're going to be talking about things about like dredging and the lake path and stuff. And I think if you want clear direction and a path to get to Kristen, as far as like direction, here's what we need to do, but it's coming from you guys, it needs to go through those official channels in writing.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Sure. Okay. All right, folks. So here you go, board. Any official advice for BMOC right now? Or should we get through the agenda and talk about it later? Yes?
Let's get through the agenda.
Get through agenda from Barbara. Okay. And Leslie. All right. So we'll do that. Let's go on to lake path repairs. We have a lot of passion about lake path repairs. So I guess in this case, if Paul's gone, so we have to do something more official on this to BMOC and write that up.
And we got any proposal that we forwarded on to the city.
Right.
Is that the one where they gave you a dollar amount for fixing the path, Steve?
Yes, with some caveats to the estimate, you know, but yes, I think it was a total of 10,000, if I recall.
That's right. And did that go to Paul or somebody else, Steve?
I think it went to Paul.
Okay. So Kristen may not have it.
Yeah, I'll
forward it to you. I don't have it.
It's
okay, we'll have to resurrect it.
Yeah, it's a contractor who was with the contracting company that did the path originally. And I walked it and reviewed it with him. And in essence, you know, the path has been in now for about 11, 12 years, and a lot of the aggregates have migrated. And so it's really just fixing that, fixing the low spots and pulling out the overruns on the low spots. So it's just overall repair of mainly the aggregate.
So we need to take that to the Board of Mayor and Commissioners now.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I think, sorry to jump in again, but I don't remember how much roughly that estimate was, but if it's anything under $10,000, that's something that the city manager can sign off on. Mm-hmm. Anything above that amount has to be approved by the BOMC.
Yeah. But at the same time, I guess, I mean, I heard you say, Gina, if we have a recommendation, we need to make it formal and send it to the BMOC, right?
Yeah, I think
okay.
You have a recommendation for any work that needs to be done of anything. Well, I guess anything, but especially anything. If it's something major, I would craft it as a memo and send it to the BOMC as well as the city manager.
Okay.
And probably wouldn't hurt to copy Kristen or the assistant city manager, Shannon Powell, you know, get as many eyes on it as possible.
Yeah, I would definitely recommend you adding me to it when you send it to them, but it would need to, you know, formally go to them.
Okay, sure. All right. So I'm going to move we do that. And I'm going to move.
I'll second that, Leslie. Yeah.
Good. And I'm going to suggest that Steve get it rolling since he's got the estimate.
Yeah.
Okay, good. And that'll do that. Okay. Let's vote real quick. All in favor, say aye.
Aye. And so am I just directly sending it to all the people we just discussed? Am I giving it to you, Camilla, and you're going to craft the memo?
If you need help with the memo, I will, but you can send it on directly for the Lake Board. Because we just had a unanimous vote to do that.
Okay.
And I think it might need some language surrounding it, like you've said, Steve, in the past, like, you know, these things typically need maintenance every X number of years, or, you know, just to kind of put it in perspective, like, hey, this needs to be done.
So Jenna, you're seeing some logic behind it first.
Yeah.
And outline the need for it. And then, okay.
And that, like, hey, the lake board has voted unanimously to recommend that this work gets done.
Yes. Thanks, Steve. If you need any help, let me know.
Will do.
All right. So, any more discussion on lake path repairs? Okay, great. Thank you. All right. Our favorite topic, lake dredging.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, we'll discuss recommendations. This is where we discuss another recommendation, because a few of us think we need to do some dredging out there, mm-hmm. Particularly in the back cove. I guess we're starting over with the conversation. In the past, we've discussed when this has been done before, and it's typical maintenance for a lake. So in developing some reasoning for this, what are our key points here? Let's rate them down again.
But well, I have a question.
Yes.
Don't want to stop the sediment flow before we dredge, and
yes.
That won't happen until we do the next phase of the bioretentions. So if we dredge before we put those in, we'll just have to dredge again.
I just want to let everyone know, budget-wise, like Barbara, that is 100% true, and I would not ever consider dredging before the 319 half is completed. Even if I didn't have that level of foresight, we do not have the budget or time constraints right now. Like, dredging is not going to be a quick process. I can tell you guys that. Like, we're talking years.
So this is Leslie. We've talked about that, and we're in agreement with you on that. And we understand that it'll be down the road.
Okay.
But some of the steps we've talked about taking now are just assessing what needs to happen at the lake, if it mm-hmm. needs to be dredged, or, you know, we haven't even done an assessment. And so, and then we need to, from there, kind of determine what kind of cost it will be. And, you know, so we know we're far away, but we can start some early steps, I think.
Well, I've already done a lot of those steps. So I have a list right now of four different firms that I am waiting to reach out to them, because there are two specific projects that are higher priority, but I do have the firms lined up that I'm going to use. And then after that, see, the thing is, we have to get the hydraulic model completed. That doesn't start until November. The engineering firm quoted a seven month process to even complete the model. So after the model's completed, there are four concept areas that we're focusing on. If you look at the stormwater master plan, those four concept areas need to be done before we do a lake evaluation. Just because of the amount of flooding that is happening, unfortunately, needs to get, like, I agree the dredging needs to happen, but there's some non-aesthetic things that we need to focus on, and some homes that are, you know, not in positions to be put behind a lake dredging.
Does the BOMC know that at some point in the future, we will recommend dredging the lake, and they have an idea that this is going to be a costly event? So they know it's coming at some point in the future?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, I mean, it's on. So in the stormwater master plan, there's a list of items that we're looking at, and that is one of the items. It's just it's a little lower on my priority list, unfortunately, than, you know, some people whose houses are getting flooded. So
okay, thank you. So
they do know it's coming for sure.
Yeah. So in the context of what Kristen said and Leslie's remark, that we know a lot about that, so we did want to get into some early steps from a board perspective.
Okay.
On how we can help support this idea.
Okay.
And move it along. So let's go around the box here, starting with Leslie. Leslie, what are your thoughts on how we prepare ourselves to support this with the Board of Mayor and Commissioners as an advisory board. They know they need to do it, so let's get to some
specifics. Yeah, I think as an advisor, you know, honestly, I'm not sure. So, I mean, I think that the first thing we wanted to suggest to them from our past discussions was that a lake evaluation be done. But Kristen's saying that this is on her list already.
Right.
Right. So that, which is great. Now, I don't know if we need to say that we are in support of this and we want it kept on the calendar, you know, just to give it additional support. And I don't know if we want to submit something that talks about why it's important, or Kristen, is that something that I mean, is helpful or not helpful, you know?
I mean, is it probably necessary because it's already on their radar and it's already been recommended formally by our firm who did our master plan? Probably not. But is it good for the BOMC to know that the public is in support of something? Yes. So I guess I would leave it up to you guys if you think it's worth your time. I mean, it's always nice for the BOMC to know we have public support for something. But is it needed for sure? Like the Lake Path one is, like, that's needed. Mm-hmm. But I wouldn't say this one is 100%.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. I'm trying to get information from us as board members that we would want to send to the BOMC in support of this this project continuing, and ways we can support it. For instance, I would suggest we may want to hear about the models and what they're doing now at a future board meeting. So that's mine. Anything else? Leslie, are you good?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay, Steve, I know you got something.
Do I?
I'm sure you do.
No, yeah, I mean, it's on their list. That, I mean, if we want to write a letter of support, but there's so many things, as Kristen said, that need to happen before they get to this, that I don't see any urgency, or, you know, they know it, they want to do it. It's a matter of sequence and a matter of budget. So
awesome. Okay. So we want to do it. Yeah, we can write them a note. Well, all right, Barbara.
Yeah, if the note is necessary, you know, if other people don't think it is, that's fine. But yeah,
I would say that not necessarily in the note, but if Kristen would keep us informed periodically of how that's progressing, what the result of the model is, what the next step is, so forth, so that at the time when they're developing a budget for the year in which the dredging is going to happen, that's when I think is the prime time to really come forward, is when they're starting to plan for that allotment of money. We really want to come forward then and let them know that this is really important to be done. So it's just a matter of keeping involved with the process and how those other projects are going. So is everything going according to plan? If Kristen could keep us up to date on that, or if there's somebody else that's appropriate, so that we know how this is going, then I think we have a better chance of getting our comments in at a very timely fashion.
Okay. Makes sense. So periodic updates from Kristen to the Lake Board. Okay. And Chris.
No, I would just agree with that. I mean, I think just keeping us up to date on where we are, and then we'll know, I guess, when it's the best time for us to interject and our opinion on it. But I think right now it's a little too early.
Okay.
But I'm glad to see that it's on the list. I mean, I think that's
important. Yeah.
See it on the list, and but I think I really think that it's a little early until we get this phase two done and the model done. Well, and then we can take but it would be, it's good to just be appraised of where we are. It's a good update.
All right, so
I'm expecting the model to start in November and not until, you know, June to have anything to even start looking at concepts for. So June of 23.
Good, that's great. So I'll just move that I draft up a letter to say this to BMOC so that they know we'll want to be talking with Kristen in the next few months. Maybe a catch up on the project next month and then more discussion on the model once it's available. How's that sound, Kristen?
Sounds good.
Okay. I'll ask for a perspective on project, anticipated near-term steps, you know, this year, and briefing on the model results.
Okay.
Okay.
Can I ask who's doing the model?
I'm not allowed to disclose quite yet, but okay. It will be in the next like couple of weeks. Once I can't do it until the BOMC approves it, but.
Oh, I didn't know that they had approved. Okay. Yeah.
Just a few more weeks.
All right. And I'll draft that up and roll it around, run it out next week. And we can go from there. Since it's Thursday, I'm not going to try to do it before the weekend. Okay. I'll do it next week. All right. Thank you. We're at the end of our agenda items, right? Help me out.
Yeah,
here.
We are.
Any additional items that new business that we want to discuss?
Just a clarification. This is Leslie. Just a clarification. Yeah. I've got a note, I think, from last time about Steve had some names of people who would inspect the dam. And I can't recall how urgent it is to inspect the dam or if it's something we can put off to a later point or, you know, okay. Just any clarification on that.
All right. All right.
What, Kristen, how often do they, you know, inspect the dam? You know?
Don't know. Okay. Why don't we put that on our meeting agenda for next month, and then we'll gather information that we may have. Okay.
That would be a good thing to know.
Okay, I'll move we do that. Second?
I'll second.
Okay. Gina, are you getting our names here? Who seconds?
Yeah. Good. I mean, y'all didn't really need to vote on that, but.
We're trying.
Cool. That's cool. Probably better to overvote than undervote.
That's what I think. Okay. I'm getting the hang of this. All right. Any other new business or public comment? Okay.
I don't think there's any public on the meeting.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'm just asking the question.
How disappointing. Yeah.
Because we're getting so close to adjournment. But let me ask, did everybody like this new time, 6 o'clock?
Yeah, as long as it's virtual. Yeah.
Virtual is good.
As long as it's on a Thursday or Friday, because I only get those 2 days to telework.
Okay, well.
I would not like 6 o'clock on a Friday.
Yeah, no. Me either. Well, all right, let's stick with Thursday and set up something tentative for October. Yeah. Stick with the last week or move it up? You guys tell me. Look for Halloween because we don't want to get mixed up in that.
No. Thursday the 27th?
Works. So I have a conflict then?
I do too.
Okay.
We can move it to another day at 6 o'clock, but then I have to know a month ahead of time. We can't change it because then I got to go ask permission.
Yeah. What about you have every other Thursday or?
Every Thursday.
Every Thursday. The week before, the 20th? I like Thursdays.
Okay.
That works for me.
Okay.
That's good.
Unanimous. Okay. Next meeting, October 20, 6 p.m. Zoom time. All right. All right, draft memo. All righty.
Okay.
I'll move we adjourn.
Second.